cheap. It's winter time in Montreal. I'm down on DeCary Street.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
How's it going over there?
Good, thanks. How are you? Would you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
evening, Vancouver. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and that's number one on the CITR charts. It's Vancouver's own Sex Church. Off their album, Six Songs with Sex Church, the track Dead End. You are listening to the Great Symphony Hall. That is 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver. The orchestra is ready, and I, Jonathan, will be your conductor. Sitting here with me, as always, is my Valkyrie, Natalie. How's it going over there?
Pretty good. Can I just say, you sounded quite sinister in that little opening speech.
Really?
Yeah.
Sinister like what?
I guess so.
I'm just so excited to be back to school.
Yay!
Yay!
Isn't everybody?
Everybody excited? Everybody back to school? I think everybody's excited. Except for the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
How's the back-to-school experience been for you?
Pretty all right, I think.
Exciting?
Yeah, exciting. UBC's a crazy place at the moment.
Especially here in the studio for our annual open house.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop by for a tour if you happen to be in the sub in the next 20 minutes.
It's over at 7. Come on down.
You can come watch us live.
And freak me out.
Just follow the ghetto blaster in the hallway.
Can't miss it.
That's us. Hey, you in the backpack. Come in here. Got a surprise for you. Got some candy. Want some candy?
Do you have any puppies? No.
That's just creepy.
What?
Crossing the line.
You're crossing the line.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, you know what? We shouldn't waste any time with our awkward banter, should we? Because this show is going to be too packed for its own good.
Jam-packed.
Because if all goes according to plan, we'll be in conversation with Comeback Kid, one of the most hardcore acts out of Winnipeg. Soon to be putting on a great show this Friday at the Rickshaw Theater as part of their Through the Noise tour. Also, we'll be giving away Shonen Knife tickets for the show at the Biltmore. But if you can't win them, you can always listen live on CITR when it happens.
Nice. Thanks, CITR. You're awesome.
Should we make a question? A skill testing question? How about when you hear the Shonen Knife on the air, that will be your cue? Yeah?
That's good. Yeah, let's do that.
Also, playing live in the studio tonight will be the Autumn Portrait, returning from their cross-country tour. But first, also playing live for us tonight and also later tonight at the Railway Club is Miss Irene Cloma, and we're lucky enough to have her in the studio, guitar in hand. How's it going over there?
Good, thanks. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Pretty good. Thanks for coming out.
No problem at all.
So you're doing a show tonight at the Railway Club. We're opening for...
I'm opening for Angie Mattson. And along with me, opening for her, is Daisy Bluegroff. And I believe she was from a band called Painting Daisies. Daisy Bluegroff is from Vancouver, and Angie's from LA. Yeah.
Nice. And what is the basis behind the show?
The basis behind the show is Chicks with Picks, and it's done through Girl Gig Productions. And usually they put on shows at the Railway, and it's all about... all female artists, mostly in the acoustic genre, kind of like, you know, that post Melissa Etheridge, Sarah McLachlan kind of thing. So yeah, it's quite entertaining. It's really nice to see what's out there, you know, just especially with solo work, because most of the artists are solo and just play acoustic. So it's a nice little change from, you know, seeing a show at the Biltmore or the Astoria.
Yeah, it's a classy joint, the Railway Club.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
And also, solo acoustic performances also translate very well over to radio.
They do.
And you brought your guitar with you today.
I have.
And you're going to play a couple songs for us?
I am going to play a couple songs.
Nice.
So, this is a song called Wanted, and after that I'll play a song called Your Garden. Beauty in my
perception and I let out a big sigh. Girl, you've got me under your wing. I cringe when I see you working so hard to try to trap them, to entrance them. If you only knew someone out there wants to love you, won't you give the fakeness up and stop acting like a fool? Let me sweep you off your feet and carry you into your deepest dreams and give what's been missing. Throw away your mask and open yourself up to me. I'll make you feel wanted. I fell in love for who you are. Can you be my star and I can be your world? I'll make you feel wanted. I really need to. You know you'll never get. They just want some tears. For me, it's such a breeze. Can you give me a chance to bestow to you an eternal romance? Let me love you, baby, all through your life. Throw away your mask and open yourself up to me. I'll make you feel wanted. I fell in love for who you are. Can you be my star? Can you be my world? I'll make you feel wanted. I'll make you feel wanted. I'll make you feel wanted. It's rotten, you're rotten. Growth picked and trail trodden. I touched a blossom when I was bare, but you're not aware that you're dirty. Now I'm dirty. I used to be white as the light, crowned on my head. Now buried in your bed and forgotten when I abandoned your body after the night. Should've hid all my seeds for a better second high. You're laughing as I circumcise myself with your pickaxe and your shovels. you were saving for all your troubles. But there is no way that you will ever bloom, 'cause you merely have no room for unmoved feelings and adorned stealings that would drum life anew. Another sunset, you're crying, but you do what you do. I'm left to kiss away the world, since I'm nobody's girl.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you very much.
Miss Irene Kloma here with us in the studio playing Wanted, and after that, Nobody's Girl.
Your Garden.
Your Garden, right. Very nice. Well, I suppose the standard question is, are these songs an ode to anybody in particular?
Usually they are. Wanted definitely was. I wrote that back in high school when I was like 16. Yeah, definitely was an ode to someone. And Your Garden actually really wasn't. It was just, I just wrote about something. I wrote kind of like in that, the perspective of someone who has really been hurt by someone, by like a certain character who's just really malicious, manipulative, just end up feeling used at the end of it. So yeah, that's how that came about. And musically, I just play around with riffs, sit around with the guitar, and it usually just comes together, like music first, then lyrics next.
Right. Would you say most of your inspiration is usually based on personal events?
Oh, definitely.
I did notice the narrative in Your Garden was more like second person.
Yes.
So you're speaking to somebody, which is a really good style.
Thank you.
I like that. So you've also stated that you have a dislike of distortion.
I do have music. A dislike for distortion.
Is that a personal dislike or like
kind
a dislike
of,
in
I
general?
Guess, just growing up listening to music, I grew up listening to a lot of 70s singer-songwriter, a lot of R&B and soul growing up, and especially being a guitarist, there always tends to be this thing, guitar like automatically means rock, go rock out. But I chose more of like going towards classical music and Latin and jazz, especially like I used to be a jazz major at Capilano University, so definitely not a lot of distortion. But there's just something about clean guitar, just really clean tones that really captivate me more, and more of my personal sound. I want to capture more clean, just pure instruments, no synthesizers, no nothing.
It's as if the guitar sings for itself.
Exactly.
That's very cool. So you also are going back to school?
I am going back to school tomorrow morning.
Exciting. What are you studying?
I'm studying business. Yeah, so I've kind of hopped around. I did go to UBC for 1 year. Well, actually more Corpus Christi, which is just at the end of Chancellor. And then CAP before that. So yeah, now I've decided to settle down, make the parents happy, and study business. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully I won't get distracted like I usually do.
Well, all these things come together pretty well for your musical career.
Definitely.
And I've also read that you're funding for Nicorette Patches.
I am funding for Nicorette Patches, yeah. Definitely trying to stop smoking, of course. I had a cigarette today. But, yeah, funding for Nicorette Patches, textbooks, and I think sanity. Mostly.
That's the most expensive one.
Yeah, it is the most expensive. Yeah, it's been a tough summer, to say.
Well, a few cigarettes are good for the vocal cords.
Yeah, I like to think that. Yeah. I guess that's the main thing why I started smoking, because I said, I want to put that raspiness in my voice, thinking that smoking would do that. I think it's kind of maybe helped, but...
I think so.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Maybe
as much as possible.
You can, yeah, as much as it can.
I always like the whiskey, but you can't really do too much of that before you broadcast yourself.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of a one-trick pony, maybe.
Yeah.
So you also have some side projects going on.
I do.
Like brand new sneakers?
Yes, brand new sneakers. It was a bi-monthly showcase that I would hold. I had my first show in November, end of November in 08, and I had it at the Rhizome. So basically the concept was having a young woman's performance showcase. So I had spoken word artists and all these local acts, you know, most of them all under the age of 30, but I just wanted to facilitate a safe space for artists to get exposure and kind of get over stage fright and just let them know that they are amazing, like they have talent, and a lot of them have done really well, like, you know, post brand new sneakers, whether or not it be brand new sneakers that catapulted them or helped them, but they've all like done excellent. They're all wonderful artists.
Right.
Yeah,
the Rhizome would be a good place for that.
Oh yeah.
You feel like yourself.
Definitely. And the owners are, yeah, and they were very welcoming. They've always been very welcoming. So yeah, I haven't had one in a while since I did go away to war for like half a year. So
on the front lines?
Not really front lines, more like in an office in Kandahar Airfield.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Canadian military. That just adds another streak, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. So hopefully I don't seem too crazy.
So you didn't see too much action there, I hope.
Not really. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of rocket attacks, some coffins, but nothing too major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that ever play a part in songwriting in the future, you think?
It definitely has. Yeah. I guess just the experience of being away and being away from everyone you love, being away from everything you love to do, and kind of just losing yourself, just losing touch with who you are and the things that you usually enjoy, just it really affects you. And it definitely really affected me when I came home, and you know, I lost a few friends. I lost my partner. She broke up with me. And yeah, so now it's just like the healing process. So yeah, definitely, and doing a lot of writing now because of that. So it was kind of like a little push I needed, because for a while I just felt like I was plateauing in my music. But.
Did you get to the Tim Hortons in Afghanistan?
I did. I was at the Tim Hortons every morning. I would find any excuse to get the Tim Hortons. We would always get gift certificates donated for Tim Hortons, and I'd be there getting my large double-double and a pack of smokes, and I was happy.
I have so many questions about those Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
But it's not relevant.
Okay.
We'll stay focused.
Yes.
There's one character I'm very intrigued by. His name is Todd.
Todd.
Todd. I got read about him on your MySpace.
Oh,
somewhere.
Todd, the inner gay man,
yes.
Also known as Paolo. When I'm in a good mood, say I'm being fed illegal substances or alcohol, I can get a little flamboyant when the time comes and get my groove on at a club and wear the low V-neck and skinny jeans and just go crazy and start talking with a lisp. And that's Todd. Todd or Paolo.
Todd only knows.
Yeah, Todd only knows.
We'll be seeing any Todd tonight? I guess not.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. Sometimes. It depends on how the crowd is. If it's an empty one, maybe not. You know, people might just want me to be quiet and play some music. But if I have a good turnout and, you know, certain friends are in the crowd, then Todd will be released.
We should all unleash the Todd in us.
We should.
At some point.
Todd is great. I should make that into a t-shirt.
Todd is great.
Todd is great.
I feel like I've seen something like that somewhere before.
Probably. Yeah. Provincetown or New York. I don't know. Who knows?
One or the other.
Yeah.
One of those. You have some more songs?
I do
like
have
to deliver
some more
us?
Songs. I guess this is called Where I Want to Be. And after that, Brand New, which is where my show's name is derived from. So, all right, here is two songs.
Mm-hmm.
those moments when you know you love us all somewhere. But I can't stop singing about you. I can't stop writing about you. Can you feel the beat that's all from you? Ooh. And I heard you're having your doubts. But where do you see me now? I'm right here, right in front of you. Can you feel the beat that's all from you? Was spinning crazy, and every spark blew out shaded. To give it up, I was ready, but it took your kiss to save me. I never knew you'd be the one who could hold my hand when it comes to who I am, what I won't and will do, all the things that we've been through. 'Cause here is where I want to be, baby. No one else could ever be. Baby, tell me that you feel the same. And maybe I can give you all of me. Don't ever doubt my love. Don't ever doubt my love. If you're feeling unsure, I'll have you know that, that I'm right here. Where you are is where I'm at, baby. Headed is where my heart is. Day that I met you, that I will never forget you. And sooner or later, here I've fallen head over heels. But really, I wear sneakers. Oh, I think this one's a keeper. And maybe, baby, my veins will spray. How much I feel this way. Hopelessly romantic, and you've fallen for my tactics. And sooner or later, here you've fallen head over heels. But really, you wear sneakers. Oh, I think this one's a keeper. And maybe, baby, brush my bangs to see where my old soul hangs. I'm not supposed to feel this way about you. What would my mother say? She knew I wanted to kiss you under the same Milky Way that she's gazing with a cup of tea. I hope you never let go of me. It's feeling too good to be with you. What am I to do?
So this has been Miss Irene Kluma playing for us live here on 101.9 FM CITR. She plays the Railway Club tonight. What time should the show be starting, you think?
The show will be starting at 9, and doors open at 8.
Very cool, very cool. What we had here, we just heard, was Brand New. And before that, we had Where I Want to Be.
Yes.
So how did you first get involved in the songwriting process? How did this bug bite you?
I think it definitely started when I started learning guitar, I think, and I think it was about 9 or 10, and especially when I could feel puberty starting to hit, and just a lot of things happening at home, you know, growing up, you know, becoming a teenager. I think around that time it really hit, but definitely when something about being 15 and especially coming out, dealing with feelings, you know, being gay, definitely, you know, picked it out, and I just needed an outlet for the feelings, so songwriting was the way to do it.
Cool. And how do you feel what it's like to be a singer-songwriter in the city of Vancouver?
How it is to be a singer-songwriter in the city of Vancouver? It's excellent. There's a lot of places for musicians to play. Definitely a good community. Definitely you can get lost in it, just play anywhere. So it's really great. Definitely there's a lot of people appreciate acoustic music, singer-songwriter music. It's beautiful. Vancouver has so much musical diversity.
Sure does. Do you have any future plans?
Future plans? Yeah. Well, finish school, of course. I know I should be releasing an album soon, but we'll just see how it goes, how I'm feeling with really taking the time to sit down and record and really piece things together. So just try not to rush it. So yeah, school, maybe play some gigs here and there, and get back into the track of thing, back in track of things, you know, after being away for so long. And yeah, that's it. Healing, a lot of healing plans for the future.
It's a very good plan to have.
It is.
Well, thanks so much for coming out and playing for us.
I appreciate this so much.
Have to have you again soon.
Oh, of course.
Definitely. We'll have a good show tonight at the Railway Club, and good luck with school and all your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Do you have any requests of the show, perhaps? Something you'd like to hear?
Something I'd like to hear on this show?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. I could pick any song.
Any song?
I wanted. That's hard. Maybe a little Sarah McDougall.
Sarah McDougall?
Sarah McDougall, her song Across the Atlantic. And she's a local singer-songwriter from Vancouver, I think, but she's all over the place. I think she splits her time between Vancouver and Sweden, but she's amazing live and just such an inspiration. I think one of the really first local acoustic artists that I sat down and watched and said, I love the genre. Like, I love belonging in this kind of genre, and, you know, I can do this. You know, yeah, she's amazing.
Very cool. I'll see what I can do.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm home once again in this cold Nordic town. It feels very different now that I have time to calm down. The trees aren't as tall here and the plates aren't as grand. Today it's gold.
of the incident was posted on YouTube.
Until now, Canada's internet has been an open network and a level playing field for free speech and innovation. All that is under threat. A handful of companies want to limit what you can access on the internet. In May, SaveOurNet.ca led a successful campaign pushing net neutrality to the top of the Liberal Party website. Now, both the New Democratic Party and the Liberals have official policies supporting net neutrality. In addition to that, the CRTC has recently issued new rules intending to prevent the actions of some internet service providers from limiting certain types of traffic and content on the web. But the battle does not end there. To tell the government that net neutrality is a vital part of our democratic society, and for more information, visit www.saveournet.ca. This message is brought to you by saveournet.ca and CITR 101.9 FM.
See you.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. The show is shameless.
Shameless.
And that echo. It's my lovely co-host, Natalie.
That's me.
How's it going over there?
Pretty good. We just heard a band that we're giving away tickets for.
We did. Those attentive listeners to Shameless might have heard at the beginning of the show, we said, first person to call in when we play some Shonen Knife, which was just now. Whoever calls in 822-2487, which spells out UBCCITR on your phone, will win two tickets to the Shonen Knife show this September 9th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Once again, that number, 822-2487. Those of you who don't win the tickets can always tune in to CITR that night because, rumor has it, we broadcast live.
Wow.
But nothing beats the real thing.
It's true. So you best call in.
Best call in. Also, the next night at the Rickshaw Theater, which will feature a very excellent hardcore act out of Winnipeg, they are Comeback Kid, playing with Madball and the Wilhelm Scream. And who do I have on the line? Why? Comeback Kid himself.
Cool.
So how are you doing right now?
Pretty good. I'm in Vancouver, and I just got here from, I was in Germany a couple days ago, so I just flew here trying to get over the jet lag. And my friend's in this band called Devil and Me. They're opening the tour with us that was starting in a couple days, and they're from Portugal. This is their first time in Canada, so I'm actually walking to meet them right now.
Oh, cool. Are you going to show them around?
Yeah, I just hooked them up with a place to stay, so I'm going to maybe try to get some food or something like that.
How long have you been on the road so far?
We just had some time off. We did a couple festivals in Germany a couple weeks ago, and then the band all went home, but I just stayed in Germany and then flew here to start this tour.
Cool. So what was the mindset going into Symptoms and Cures?
We just thought it was time to, we wanted to do a new record. We've been playing the same set list for a couple of years now, so we thought, we wanted to mostly wanted to write a whole bunch of new songs that we could play live, and, obviously we're having a lot of song ideas and stuff like that, so we just kind of went into it trying to make a record that was a more fun record to play live, and we kind of tried to just make it really big and powerful, and that was our kind of intent.
Have you got the chance to bust out any new songs on stage?
We did some festivals over the summer. We played a couple new songs, Because of All, and the first song on the record, Do Yourself a Favor, it's called. But we just now, over this last month, really tried to practice playing the new record and stuff. So we're going to be just rotating new songs as we go along with that in the next couple weeks. Because we have we're pretty much touring up until Christmas now. So.
Cool. So how do you feel as a vocalist after this album compared to broadcasting from a few albums ago?
I feel just obviously just from singing in the band a lot longer, I feel a lot more kind of comfortable with doing my own thing. I mean, when I first started singing in the band, I switched from guitar to vocals. And so it was a really quick change. And so, one day I'm playing guitar in Iowa City, and then the next day in St. Louis I'm singing. And so I knew all the words and stuff like that, but when you're trying to, you're filling shoes really fast, is kind of a little bit, you want to kind of keep the same kind of vibe that the old singer has, you know what I mean? And we want to kind of keep it Comeback Kid.
Yeah.
And so with broadcasting, that was the in-between of me doing my thing with my voice, but also still trying to keep it really true to the Comeback Kid sound.
Right. Consistent.
Vocally. And then so on this record, I kind of just decided to sing a little bit more how I do live, which is just naturally a little bit harsher and a little bit heavier kind of vocals. So I prefer that, I guess.
And you've been so hardcore and consistent all this time. How do you dig deep to get the sound?
How do you dig deep?
Yeah.
Maybe fucking light up a huge joint. sit in your room and get a guitar out, I don't know. But I don't know, man, like songs come at the most random times, and usually it's like when I'm out somewhere and I just like me or Jeremy, the other guitar player, will like sing it into my phone or something like that, just so we can remember it when we actually need to get down and start writing the song a little bit more intensely, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So hardcore bands often see some crazy stuff at shows. What's the craziest thing you've seen on stage?
On stage?
Yeah.
Maybe the craziest thing I've seen on stage would have to be, like, dudes, like, fucking running across the stage, beating everyone on stage up, and then running kids, running through the crowd, like chasing after this kid, and this kid running through the pit or whatever, and this guy, this huge dude, like, and all his friends are running after him, and then they end up, like WWF style, like, body slamming him, but it's all fucking real, and they're just kicking this guy's ass, and it's just, like, there used to be, like, a lot of violence, kind of, that we used to see at our shows, especially on the East Coast and stuff, like, maybe, like, back in, like, 2005, 2004, and, we don't really see that, too much of that,
no,
these days, but, yeah, it used to get really, really violent at shows, so.
Those East Coasters don't play nice.
I'm sorry?
Those East Coasters don't play nice.
Especially when they have their friends with them, right?
Yeah. So you have a few guest appearances on the latest album. Do you see this as being a trend for future releases?
I think that it always has been, like, a thing that people do. I mean, like, you know, people collaborate all the time, and this is just kind of something that we wanted to do. We had Wilhelm Scream play Toronto same time we were recording, and so I just asked Muno from the band to come down the next day, and they had some time, so they were able to do it. And I don't know, like, we get asked to do parts on our friends' CDs, and we have, like, to have sometimes our friends help support us on our CDs, so that's kind of what that's all about.
Are you familiar with what the origin of the Wilhelm Scream is?
Isn't that, yeah, like, it's like some kind of, I know it's some kind of thing, but I don't really remember exactly what it is.
That's the generic scream from movies. I think it started with Star Wars.
Yeah.
All the time. Well, have a great show this Friday at the Rickshaw.
Oh, thanks, man. Are you going to come?
I think I will.
Okay, cool.
Have you gotten a chance to play the Rickshaw?
Sorry?
Have you gotten a chance to play the Rickshaw?
No, we've never played that before.
I think you'll like it. And that was Andrew Neufeld of Comeback Kid. Plays the Rickshaw this Friday off their latest album. This is Crooked Floors from Symptoms and Cures on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. The show is Shameless.
The evening, Vancouver's own White Lungs. Thursday, September the 9th, Shonen Knight, Jeff the Brotherhood, and White Lungs. The Biltmore Cabaret, doors at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Neptune, Red Cat Records, and At the Door. Presented by CITR 101.9 FM and the Biltmore Cabaret.
Once again, if you want to see Shonen Knife live for free, all you got to do is call us up in the studio in about the next 15 minutes at 822-2487 to win yourself some free tickets to Shonen Knife, September 9th at the Biltmore Cabaret. But first, I've got a very special surprise for you, because returning to the Shameless Airwaves is my good pal, Freddie of the Autumn Portrait. Now backed by a whole band. How's it going over there, Freddie?
It's going good.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you?
Pretty good.
Just want to introduce Sean LaRoy on drums.
Hello.
Hello.
And Dylan Mitchell on bass.
Hey.
And banjo. Not banjo, just bass.
See, now, last time I saw you back in Christmas, it was just you.
Yeah, just me.
And now you have a band behind you.
Well, you're a band.
How did you come to assemble this A-team of musicians?
We met on Lava Life. We were originally just kind of seeking love. Mm. And then...
Mm. Mm. A love of music brought you together?
Turned out to be a love of music. No, we met on... fascinating story. We met off of Craigslist. I just put an ad out, and then... was it Sean first?
Yeah.
Sean. Sean was looking around and... map with him.
Is the first and only ad I've ever looked at in Craigslist.
First and only ad?
Same. When was it?
Yeah. And then I met Dylan shortly after, and then we haven't been together that long, but it's just been love at first sight, like, physically.
Another Craigslist success story. The RCMP's trying to shut down the erotic services, but hey.
Are they?
This much is working.
Yeah, well, it worked. So... good.
So you brought all your instruments today. Well,
enough that you can mobilize with?
We do. We don't have, I think last time we had a whole bunch of guests in the studio and Mr. Bodie Jones, and we had T-Train and
the Patience Products.
Yeah.
In here.
They're all crammed in. It's like a Christmas special, and this time I think one of the dudes had just like a keychain, keys for percussion, and everyone was bringing out everything they had and clapping, and
yeah, I remember that.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
So all you listeners out there, check out the the date, December.
December 27th, I believe it was. Always check out the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, we're here today. We just got back from the Western Canada tour, and we're gonna try to do another one in October. And yeah, Sean just came back from Burning Man, so that was fun.
Had a few life altering experiences.
Still there. Yeah. Mentally, still. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, we're just. Yeah, the summer's coming to a close, so what better way to spend it with you guys?
We survived a tour together. That's a good sign.
We did.
Yeah. Very nice. So we only have 25 minutes of showtime to go.
Hey there. Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so we get to it.
Let's do it.
There's plenty of time for another tour.
Yeah, we actually have an time for a plug.
So, oh, definitely.
Yeah, we're doing a All Asia show because I really wanted to do, personally, like I just think we haven't really done any All Asia show, so... because it's just two different crowds, right? The plus 19s and all ages, and all ages never get to come, they can't come to bars and stuff. So I got one in Vancouver to end off the next tour, October 29th, kind of like Halloween all ages show at St. James Hall. Bodie Jones will be there as well. And we're still, the third act is TBA, to be announced. Little surprise. And I think it should be a little CD release. A Vancouver City release, at least. It's about time.
Autumn Portrait City release?
You got one in your hand right there.
I do, right here. The design is over. The design is over. The design is over. I love it.
we just did a record in the summer. It was produced by Tom Dobransky, who did Said the Whale and the Zolas and We Are the City.
Nice.
Which two of those bands were at Live at Squamish over the weekend. I was there and saw them, and they're magical.
Cool.
As always, and... we're just excited to get these songs out there. Last fall I did a solo acoustic EP, and this is totally different. It's more like dancey kind of stuff and indie rock kind of feel. And
it's pretty hard.
Pretty hard?
Yeah. That's what I was used to of your music.
Oh, yeah. Hard and badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to kick me in the face.
It's still melodic, but it's got some good little rhythm section behind it. And
just a little rhythm section.
AKA awesome drums and awesome bass behind it. Still a big rhythm section behind it. And it's full of synth too, which is really exciting. Gets me excited.
Who's behind the synth?
Synth would be this fellow named AJ, who plays drums for the Zolas, actually, a friend of Tom's. And he came in for one day and just laid down magical synth on almost every song. Tom laid down some Wurlitzer and piano, obviously, because that's what he does. That's what he's good at, and,
Cool, so what you're going to do tonight is probably be a little more mellow than your average stage show?
Yeah, we'll do an acoustic set, which I don't do that much anymore, but, this will be a treat for you guys. We did CFUV in Victoria, too, and we did a similar. Sean did some magical fingers on
this. My fingers on
think you were.
Okay. I
can remember. I do want to add ukulele and bass. Mm-hmm. But yeah, well,
a ukulele bass?
Yeah, both. And you alternated?
I alternated.
He alternated. So yeah.
The next 20 minutes is all you. This is the Autumn Portrait on 101.9 FM CITR.
Awake. This one is called Awake. It is off our new record. The design is over. Right? All right. 1, 2, 1. Okay. Whoa. We're good. Got some more? I think we got a little more. I'm just waiting for Nardwar to walk in through these doors. And...
You guys are hurt.
You guys are what?
You guys are great.
It's here.
This one's called Have I Waited All So Long for a New Disc?
This is the Autumn Portrait live here on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is shameless. And you guys got any more?
I got one
any more.
More
than you?
Make them up. stories to share while I furrow these words?
No. Burning Man stays a Burning Man.
Burning Man stays a Burning Man. Well, how's your summer been, Jonathan? Can you give me a minute here?
My summer's been pretty good so far. When I think of good stories, I know Natalie told me a great one the other day.
Oh, that's
about her orientation.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Not a very great one.
Well, I liked it.
Natalie wasn't here last time, was she?
No, I wasn't. I'm a new CITR fan.
If you want to relive the magic of last time, December 27th, all you got to do is check out CITR.ca under the podcast section.
Podcasts.
You can relive the magic of this show, too, after it's done. You can't relive it now because it's happening. So you can just live it. It's a paradox like that. Anyway, you're telling a story.
Uh-oh. How do I follow that? I just started the education program today, and I made a whole bunch of... Oh, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Yay. So I'm going to be an elementary school teacher in 2 years.
Boom.
And I had to make a whole bunch of name tags for all of my classes.
Nice.
And one of my name tags, we had to write our first name, our middle name, and then our first and last name in like a triangle, all three sides. And then we had to write our favorite food. What was it? Our favorite food, our favorite subject in high school, our favorite grade, and our favorite place at UBC. And until yesterday... I hadn't really been to UBC before, except for CITR, so I said my favorite place was CITR, because I didn't know anywhere else.
Win by default.
Win by default, that's right. It was here at Starbucks, so.
Close second. Silver medal for Starbucks.
CITR gets gold.
But CITR has been my favorite experience so far.
Mm-hmm. Mine too. Rec Beach is also a close second for me.
Radiohead, Thunderbird State.
Oh yeah, that was cool too.
Amazing.
Even though it rained that day.
The one before that, when it's just like perfect weather and flock of geese like flying over right at sunset as they started playing. That's ridiculous.
Sounds magical.
Seems staged.
Probably was. They had the flock of seagulls or whatever it was in a bag. Let it
yeah.
go.
Tase them as they're on the way out.
Perfect timing. And go.
Well, my first day of class wasn't nearly as exciting.
No name tags?
No name tags.
Oh.
We're going to do yoga, though, on Monday.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Stretch.
At 8:30 in the morning.
Yikes. Ooh.
Ready?
Yeah, hit it.
Skip that whole little... Really?
You want to do it?
Get right into it. Try it? Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever you want. Dylan's wearing a Bob Marley shirt. Shout outs. Alright. It's fun to be ran for.
Thank you.
And this has been the Autumn Portrait, live here on 101.9 FM CITR. Shameless is the show, and this is the life, is the song.
This is the life. That is the song.
It's very nice.
It's yeah. That song is probably one of the most like energetic songs on that tee. So it's really weird to play it acoustically. It's not meant to be an acoustic song. We just improvised it, I think. But
it works.
It's a pretty usually, good finger drumming.
Yeah, there's usually a lot more song around here.
I like the drum scratching.
Yeah.
Sticks, stuff. Feet. I throw my feet in there.
Your feet, yeah, there's a lot of feet.
Everything's
drumming. Everything's going.
The music translates very well from the big sound to the acoustic sound, I think.
Oh, thanks, man.
Who'd like to plug your Halloween show?
Yeah, Halloween show will be exciting because it's Halloween themed. So all you kids out there, dress up. I think they're saving, it's on a Friday, October 29th. So hopefully a lot of people that are going out trick-or-treating or whatever they're doing is on the Saturday, so we're hoping.
Stop by the Satanic St. James Hall.
Satanic. Exactly. Stop by on Friday, October 29th. It'll be us, it'll be Bodie Jones, and one or two other acts that maybe some other peak artists, peak performance artists. Bodie's trying to round up a couple, so yeah, we'll update you on Facebook and our website, theautumnportrait.com. And
are you going to dress up?
Am I going to dress up? Of course. Well, I have to now. I'll let you call me on it. We're all going to dress up.
I know I'm dressing up.
Definitely. What are you going to be? You know what you're going to be yet?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. Doesn't know.
What are you going to be?
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
What are you guys going to be?
Maybe I know.
I want to go to that little girl from that superhero movie.
Kick-Ass?
Yeah, she rocks. She's the best thing I've seen.
I don't know if I want to see that. She's wearing tights and stuff.
Oh yeah,
nice.
I might be Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And
Penny from Inspector Gadget.
Nice. You're on top of this. We know what we're doing.
Nice.
I have a thing for Penny.
Uh-oh.
I'm sensing a theme here.
So yeah, and then we'll do a little mini tour in the fall, and hopefully in March we'll get to go to here to Ontario for a big Cross Canada CD release tour. But St. James, the next Vancouver stop, I think we're doing one actually the night before too at the Forum. It's the old Buffalo Club. It's a revamped Buffalo Club. Do you remember on the Granville Strip?
Yes. Smythe.
It's more south.
South of Smythe.
Closer to Davie, I think. But we're doing a show there with Bodie Jones as well and another act, TVA. That's a plus 19 show, so we got one for the older, you know, older folks, and one for the youth.
One for the kids.
For the kids with the candies. Yeah, well, I don't know. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming out and playing.
It's always fun.
It's always a pleasure.
Come by next time. We'll cram this place with like 30 people like last time.
And next Christmas.
Next Christmas, yeah.
I give you my heart, and the very next day, you traded it away for candy.
Exactly. Nice.
That's how it is. Well, thanks for coming out again.
Yeah, thanks.
I think we shall leave you now with some more Shonen Knife. The next caller to call in 822-2487 can win yourself two tickets to this band, Shonen Knife, at the Biltmore. We leave you now with Barnacles on 101.9 FM CITR.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia, or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.